This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Infowars.com port. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live, my friends.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And I know we've got foreign multinationals that have hijacked our country. I know they want to bankrupt us, to make us poor, to politically control us. It's in all their documents. And I'm aware they've got a bunch of hired mercenaries that have a shared hatred of this republic, and especially Christians in flyover country that want to use divide and conquer to hurt us. Now, the queen of fake news, Joy Behar, harped the lies that General Flynn had been ordered to meet illegally and secretly with the Russians when candidate Trump was only a candidate. Again, saying that Trump was a liar, and then it was all over. The gotcha Perry Mason moment where they catch, you know, the criminal with the kids tied up in the basement. It was all a hoax from the hoax factory that is ABC News and the rest of these people. But boy, she celebrated, but it took her until this morning to finally come out and do a retraction, but that was a fake retraction and wasn't wholehearted. But let's go back into the memory hole of time and see her on Friday having a disgusting celebration. Woo, come on. Woo, yeah. All right, yeah, that's quite a celebration Joy Behar's having. Let's go ahead and roll that tape.
Welcome back to the show.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes!
You're right. Yeah. Woo! We're going to screw this country over. We're going to blow up the recovery. We'll teach flyover country. Yeah. Now, here is her half-ass retraction, also from the same fake news program. Here she is.
So on Friday's show, apparently I was guilty of premature evaluation. I hear they have a pill for that now. Here's what happened. ABC News reporter Brian Ross released a story claiming that when Trump was a candidate, he told Michael Flynn to contact the Russians. Ross later corrected himself, saying it was actually when Trump was president-elect. Now, Brian has been suspended for a month. And, Sonny, you have a statement from ABC News. Let's hear that.
Yes. ABC News says, we deeply regret and apologize for the serious error we made yesterday. The reporting conveyed by Brian Ross during the special report had not been fully vetted through our editorial standards process. As a result of our continued reporting over the next several hours, ultimately we determined the information was wrong and we corrected the mistake on air and online. It is vital we get the story right and retain the trust we have built with our audience. These are our core principles. We fell far short of that yesterday. Effective immediately, Brian Ross will be suspended for 4 weeks without pay.
Okay, that's ABC's statement. Brian Ross has released a statement also on Sunday. He said, my job is to hold people accountable, and that's what I agree with, being held accountable myself. And that's why I agree with being held accountable myself. So he has basically, I mean, I would say that this is a, people are slamming this as fake news. But to me, it's a mistake. It's not he didn't deliberately put out a false piece of information.
Yeah, of course he
made an error. What do you girls think?
It was a significant error. Though, and I think journalists have to be, given the climate, very, very careful with their reporting.
Oh, my gosh. So that blew up in their face really, really nicely, didn't it? But now you've got all these other politicians coming out and saying that it's very dangerous. Trump is being very, very mean to the press. Tom Hanks, it concerns me how much Trump attacks the press. They attack him 10 times more viciously, saying, kill him, kill his family, he's a fraud, he's mentally ill, he's retarded, on and on and on. And I'm sick of it, so I'm going to be aggressive. Because you can say what you want about the president. He's not perfect, but he's trying to be the American president. He's trying to restore the republic. We're going to talk to former congressman and medical doctor Ron Paul, coming up to get his take on the state of the world, North Korea, and so much more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com, because there's a war on for your mind. Come on, come on, come on up, baby. after years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalists and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go to former Congressman Ron Paul to look at North Korea and the biggest military drills in history ahead of a possible strike. I hope that's not the case.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I hope everything can be peaches and cream. That's what Ron Paul wants. Get back to our republic, be peaceful, trade with people, work with people, and turn this world around. Go away from authoritarianism and collectivism to individualism. So the omnibudsman of the global movement to awaken humanity is Ron Paul. And he doesn't like to be complimented, but it's important to see where we've come. Running for president twice just in the last decade or so, very successfully waking people up, challenging the cultural Marxism on the colleges, building the modern Tea Party movement that the Republicans thought they hijacked, but really they brought in our Trojan horse. We've now gotten Trump elected. Doesn't mean he's perfect, but he's trying to be the American president, getting us out of the TPP, doing other things. I want to get, as a historian, Dr. Ron Paul's take on where we are and where he thinks we're going, what he thinks is going to happen with the Russia investigation and the fact that the Democrats are in bed with the Russians saying Trump is. But I also want to first get into critical things he wants to say about Trump, which I know is the whole North Korea situation. A lot of people have noticed that, you know, we publish Ron Paul's articles on InfoWars.com and put links to his different TV, radio shows and Ron Paul Institute. And then we also have some articles that are more hawkish about North Korea. We're just showing both perspectives. Undoubtedly, the sanctions make it worse for the North Korean people. But at the same time, we are dealing with a Marxist-Leninist hermit empire regime. So I want to get his take on what he thinks we should do to try to de-escalate the North Korea situation, and then get his take on where we are politically in America if they try to indict Trump, if they try to impeach him. I think it could cause serious civil unrest and really a culture war that's already been cold could get hot. And we got about a two-second delay from some reason always with our system and his, but that's okay. But that's why you'll hear a pause. So, Dr. Paul, thank you so much for joining us from the Liberty Report studios.
Thank you, Alex. Nice to be with you.
Well, please just go ahead and jump right into, you heard me throw out that cornucopia in the last 2 minutes. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, there's so many. I think the country is in a big mess. And though I'm optimistic on the long run, because I think the philosophy of liberty and libertarianism is on the move and making great strides, but more intellectually than politically, the politics of this country is a mess, and it's epitomized by what's going on between Republicans and Democrats. And quite frankly, I don't see a whole lot of difference between the two. They fight and argue who has the power and who can control things, but they're really in bed together when it comes to big government spending and the Federal Reserve and the foreign policy of policing the world. So they're all the same. But I think the big thing that we have to face up to, and why they can't get tax bills passed very easily, and if they do, they don't do much, and the spending bills, is because we're flat out broke and we have too much debt, and they don't deal with it. the seriousness of our problems, I don't think there's a way out, but we have to change the philosophy of the country. And that's what my goal is, to change people's attitudes. Right now, there's a large number of people who would like to see the changes and a lot of frustration out there, but there's still a lot of people totally dependent on the welfare system and on the warfare and this policing of the world and the military-industrial complex, and they are very powerful. They are the deep state, and they have a lot to say about what's going on. So even though we hear this noise in Washington, unfortunately, the deep state is our biggest enemy.
Let's get into Trump. He's working really well with Senator Paul, your son, right now. He's trying to get the tax cuts. He's trying to stabilize the country. I understand it's a bubble, but it's an American bubble to get us out of the globalist bubble. They want it to implode so they can derail our nationalistic moves. I know Trump's not perfect, but compared to Hillary Clinton, he's trying to return sovereignty. The globalists hate his guts. All over the world, there are movements for countries to self-determine. Whether I totally agree with leaders in Italy or leaders in Austria or leaders in the UK like Nigel Farage, at least they're trying to bring home rule back to the nation state, and that's why existentially I'm supporting Trump so hard. I mean, what's it like for you to be exposing world government for 40 years, sir, and now to see it being admitted and the Federal Reserve being a problem being admitted? There's got to be some satisfaction there, but separately, can you speak then just to the overall battle we're seeing between nationalism and globalism? Ron Paul.
Well, I'd feel better if our policies really did change. I mean, the appointments to the Federal Reserve, that won't help us. I don't think that the foreign policy has changed. We're still sending more troops overseas. And right now, you know, they're talking about major changes in the Middle East, which is going to antagonize the conflict between the Sunnis and the Shia. So they, you know, Saudi Arabia and that war going on in Yemen and our support for that, we're guilty, morally speaking, of providing the weapons to Saudi Arabia for what's happening there. And it's a fight between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And we don't need that. It's been going on for too long. We need to stay out of that. We can't afford it. And besides, I think if you want to compare things, Saudi Arabia is a mess. Why we get on the moral high ground of supporting them and then think that we have to go to war against Iran, that's a serious thing. So I haven't seen a reversal in our involvement overseas, and a lot of noise is going on why we have to be prepared. Next week we may invade North Korea. I think that's very dangerous.
Well, yeah, North Korea, certainly. That could trigger a larger nuclear war with China and Russia. And I'm not pushing for a war. I mean, you've broken down ways to de-escalate North Korea. But at the same time, North Korea and their communist regime, they certainly bear some of the responsibility as well, don't they?
Oh, of course they do, but they're nothing. They're zero. You know, that whole thing about the missile they shot the other day, and the news media carried it like crazy. Now they can reach the United States with a nuclear weapon. Well, that was a fizzle. It went up there. It didn't re-entry. They don't have an ability for those weapons to re-enter the atmosphere, and it blew up there. But you never heard anything about that. So I think it's way blown out of proportion to what North Korea can do. South Korea is a lot less concerned and worried about the North Koreans than we are. And I think we ought to encourage the South Koreans to talk to the North Koreans. The North Koreans can't even light up their houses and their system. Their cities are totally black at night. They're a third world nation.
Yes.
And all they do is destroy their people in the middle class by spending more money on weapons. And there's going to be a limit. Eventually, China will quit subsidizing and taking care of them. But I don't see, as I've said so many times, this whole thing started when I was in high school,
exactly.
Under Truman. Going in, who started it? The UN. We listened to the UN, and now we still go to them for resolutions and all. If we were working in our own self-interest, I'll tell you what we would do. We'd have an explanation to South Korea and say, you go talk to them. They're your neighbors. Let Japan help you if necessary, but we're coming home. Now, that would be an American first policy.
Well, I know Jimmy Carter tried to do a peace deal, but then the Clintons transferred weapon systems, the ability for them to create the uranium, So, I would all be about trying to help the North Korean people, but I wonder why the globalist interests in the last 25 years have helped arm North Korea. I mean, the word is they want to use it as a strategic tension in the peninsula and an excuse for U.S. forces to stay in the area.
Yeah, and you know, when that the deal with Carter and Clinton, you know, there's a difference between intervention and then helping them. I've argued that we offer only two types of intervention. We'll intervene and they do what we tell them, which some of them don't like it, North Koreans don't like it, or if not, we're going to threaten you with violence or we're going to drop bombs on you. Why don't we just say non-interventionism, neither give them help nor bomb them? And this whole thing, these sanctions, they don't work. Look at the foolishness on how we dealt with Cuba. And now we're still, right now this administration wants to undo a little more open policy with the Cuban people. And they're no more close to the Marxist philosophy now. They're much further away than they used to be.
Former Congressman Ron Paul, we've got to go to break. We're going to come right back, and I'll ask you more about that. Would you be an envoy if Trump wanted you to go to North Korea?
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
And coming to us live from Houston, the studios of Phonoscope, former congressman, medical doctor, great patriot, Ron Paul. You've got the Ron Paul Institute, great place to visit as well. Does the Liberty Report and so much more. Well, in the 9 minutes we have left, I want to cut right to the chase. Finishing up on North Korea. If Donald Trump wanted to send you as an envoy, a peace envoy instead of Jimmy Carter, to North Korea, would you go? A, B, any other points on that escalation? You've been writing a lot about how you think we should de-escalate this. And then separately, I want to then get into the Russian witch hunt, the Clintons in bed with the Russians, Mueller investigating back 20 years now on Trump, just the establishment so desperate right now to try to defeat this political realignment towards populism. Can you first speak to North Korea and then what you think about the whole Russia gate? I mean, I've seen John McCain on the Senate floor say that Senator Rand Paul is a Russian agent, that Tucker Carlson's a Russian agent, that I'm a Russian agent. They're having hearings, sir, saying I need to be censored because I'm a Russian with zero proof, no due process. And then Google, Facebook, and Twitter are beginning to censor, sir. So again, North Korea, and then just the whole Russiagate situation, Ron Paul.
Well, as far as going to North Korea, and if he asked me to do that, first thing is the odds of that happening are pretty slim. The second reaction would be if there's an honest attempt to try to have better relations and work out some problems with North Korea, yeah, I'd be delighted to participate. But the big problem would be that my ideas about North Korea contradict how we're treating North Korea now. Actually, I think the treatment with North Korea has gotten much worse. It's been bad all along. I mean, we've always had this conflict, and nothing ever gets
sure.
Improved.
But you could be the carrot.
But what I would prefer is if he were serious about me going to do that, let me write a one-page memo and tell him what I think needs to be done, and it wouldn't involve the United States as much as the people around them, South Korea getting involved, Japan being involved, Russia being involved, China having involved. Maybe they ought to get together and talk about this and get over it, and that we're backing off because that's in much greater interest than in ours. And see if there could be an agreement on that memo. So that, to me, would have some value. But for me, just to go over there, it would be such a conflict of the policies we have now versus my non-interventionist approach to foreign policy.
Well, but stranger things have happened. I think you'd be better than Jimmy Carter. He's offered. You could bring it from a libertarian perspective, the carrot. So I'm just throwing it out there, and I know that Senator Paul and, of course, the president talk all the time. We could send Senator Rand Paul, I think he'd be a great envoy.
I wouldn't argue with that.
We've got about a two-second delay here with Ron Paul. It's great to visit his main site, ronpaulinstitute.org. In the 5 minutes we have left, sir, let's get into Russiagate. Let's get into that situation because, I mean, I've been looking at it, and there's just nothing there, and now they've indicted Flynn off some FBI agent's notes, who it turns out worked for Hillary and exonerated that. And it just gets crazier and crazier to see an unelected group running Mad Dog, trying to overthrow an elected president. I don't think the nation could survive it if they actually try to indict him and impeach him. Trump's just too popular with the base. What is your overall take on Russiagate and all the rest of this?
I agree with your frustration because it doesn't make any sense. But I'm frustrated because our Justice Department, it doesn't do anything. The Republicans are in charge. They have the office. And what happened to this investigation of Hillary? You hear bits and pieces of it, but all you hear is about the investigation of Trump. He's supposed to be the president. And how did we ever allow a guy like Mueller get in charge of this? I think Justice Department is not doing the job, and it's just totally out of control. So I don't know who really is in charge, but right now I don't think this administration has prevented this from happening because it can't be. I think it's all built up. It's all fiction on what they're accusing. And I've been on receiving this end too because I've been on RT and they think that this is just horrible. But quite frankly, RT has treated libertarians a little bit more respectful than our own television companies because, you know, they don't want to hear libertarianism and non-interventionism.
Well, exactly. I mean, if you were an omelet in North Korea, it doesn't mean you're a North Korean. If you go on Japanese TV, you're not in league with the Japanese. If you go on British television, oh, you've been on British, I've been on British hundreds of times. It doesn't mean I work for the Brits. It's the same craziness. And again, back to the censorship. I mean, they admit massive censorship now. The telecoms are engaged in it. The big internet companies are doing it, mainly on libertarians and conservatives and yours truly. And they're using the Russia excuse with no evidence, saying, well, we can censor InfoWars because they work with the Russians. And, of course, they've talked about you. They said, oh, look at the Russian stooge, Ron Paul and Rand Paul and Tucker Carlson. I mean, this is a real witch hunt, sir. We had some breakup there in the video. Ron Paul, what do we do about this witch hunt, the massive censorship? All right, that happens even with satellite, but this is an internet feed we've got. They've got their own internet feed, and we're going to try to work on that and see if his internet comes back here in a moment. But that's pretty big info that Ron Paul would travel over there as an envoy. He thinks Rand Paul would be a great idea. I mean, I want peace. I don't want nuclear war. And also the censorship, the massive censorship. We have the former congressman back. Just in the minute and a half we have left, sir. What about all the massive censorship we're seeing against pro-American voices claiming we're Russian agents? What's your view on that, please? Okay, we did lose him. Well, we're going to get him back on soon and work on those problems that are ongoing and they're not on our end. But I'm just glad he's doing the daily radio and TV show and very, very exciting. You know, the internet's weird. The feeds will work from one connection to another, but sometimes we try to connect to somebody else and it just doesn't work. But, boy, that was some really, really important news and information. And we just love the modern science of being able to digitally connect to somebody and be able to do those interviews. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to plunge into the John Conyers situation. He is leaving Congress today, still arrogant just a few days ago, but yeah, John Conyers is now leaving. And we've also got all the ridiculous Russia investigation stuff that has really expanded and blown up. And then we've got a bunch of Middle East news that ties into the globalist invasion of Europe using Islam that is absolutely critical that we're going to be breaking down in great detail on the other side of this quick break as well. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com are the main sites. Again, it is an act of resistance against the censors when you spread the articles and the videos to everyone you know. And so please know that you're more powerful, have a much bigger effect than you know when you spread the videos, the articles, and the information from InfoWars.com. Okay, get ready, because I've got a ton to cover on the other side as the Second American Revolution rolls forward.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that When you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. Trump informs Israel of intention to move U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, something he promised to do throughout the campaign. Now, whether you agree with that or disagree with that or have concerns about that, as many people on all sides do, that's Trump again doing exactly what he said he would do or trying to do it. And so right now, we have got just absolutely massive examples of Trump delivering on his promises, and we're going to get to that coming up. And it ties in with the whole Islamic invasion of Europe as well, and the whole coddling of radical Islam. But the first thing I'm going to get to here is UK acid attacks on the rise, but the media won't say it's Islamic. Just like truck attacks or anything, they call it fake news to say it's Islamic because they play this Obama-era game where they say Islam doesn't stand for that. And so if you're saying that or you're doing that, it must not be true. So, again, it's semantical games that they're playing. So we'll get into the situation with Israel and its capital and so much more. And then a whole slew of stories that tie to that in a moment. But here's the report.
President of the United States, bring attention to the horror that is swallowing the United Kingdom. The UK has seen a steady climb of acid attacks from over 100 in 2012 to roughly 500 in 2017. There were four major terror attacks in England in 2017. But Parliament MPs are far more outraged that a US president would bring attention to the plight of the United Kingdom. Deeming Trump's tweets highlighting the Britain First videos that documented abuses by Islamic extremists as racist.
When I think of Muslim children in Newcastle waking up to find themselves being attacked by the president of the most powerful nation on earth, because that is how it will appear to them, then my heart beats. However, the 45th president is not accountable to the children of Newcastle. It's hard to see to whom he does hold himself accountable. But the social media giants are through the Home Secretary. So what is the Home Secretary going to do today to demonstrate that accountability?
I don't even know where to start at the idea of the President of the United States retweeting the videos of this despicable organization that seeks to promote hatred. I don't know where to start. But, you know, for Theresa May, she's done quite well so far. But, you know, she needs to learn the lesson from this, which is you cannot be friends with this man. And his views and his values are not ours. Yes, we work around him and we work with other Americans because, of course, we don't leave America behind because, of course, they're our valued ally. But not him. Not him.
We would also call on the government to make clear that in no way and at no time does it give any support whatsoever to the distasteful views of the 45th president on race and migration and our Muslim communities internationally, because to do anything else would be affront to voters in this country, whichever side of the House they support.
The most important action that we can take to stop the promulgation of the type of hate crime that has been promoted by Britain First and is promoted by other extreme right-wing groups is to make sure that we work with the major internet companies to get more action taken.
On the issue of radical Islam, British Muslims are peaceful and law-abiding people who have themselves been the subject of acts and the victims of acts of terror by the far right. I think the United States have got it wrong, and to be very clear with them, and I'm very clear, that retweeting from Britain First was the wrong thing to do.
British Prime Minister Theresa May added to the outrage as PBS reported. May's spokesman James Slack said Britain First seeks to divide communities through its use of hateful narratives which peddle lies and stoke tensions. He said, "It is wrong for the president to have done this. This begs the question, how can a video documenting the actual event in reality be spun to the masses as a lie?" President Trump has now postponed his scheduled trip in early 2018 to open the new U.S. embassy in England. It's no secret that England is losing its identity, and the English plan to handle mass immigration has been a total disaster. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
And that is veritas, as they say, the truth. Now, Trump has informed Israel. He's informed the Palestinian leaders, Abbas, Jordan's Abdullah. He intends to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem sometime in the next 6 months, but they haven't given the supposed date. And here's the entire giant Islamic world, all the way from Indonesia to Central Africa, invading country after country, flooding Europe, not assimilating in many cases, bullying other Muslims to be radical or claiming that they're heretics. I mean, if you had Christians running around in 10th century garb ordering me not to read books on mathematics or I'm a witch, I'd say you're a cult and you're crazy. Get away from me. And we need the reformation of Islam. It has to happen. There's 1.5 billion Muslims. They're about to go to 3 billion by the end of the next decade. We're not going to give up our identity. We're not going to give up our Christianity. A large enough minority of us aren't going to do it, globalist, UN. And you've got churches all over the U.S., all over Europe, all over, you name it, pulling down crosses, pulling down images of Christ. The Red Cross is doing it across Europe. The Methodist Church, Aaron Austin's pulled it down. Because we're supposed to conform to this new global system and accept everybody else's religion, and they think Christians are so compliant, we'll do it first. This is admitted formulaic targeting. Then they play this intellectual game where they go, nobody's trying to take your free speech, when that's all they're doing. I have a stack of news on it here today. Belgian Red Cross orders crucifix removed from its buildings. Paid for by Christians. Going back 1,600 years ago. Officially established with the Hospitallers, 700, 800 years ago. In Jerusalem, strangely enough, is where the Red Cross and all of it comes from. Belgian Red Cross orders crucifixes removed from its buildings, saying that it's not culturally sensitive to be Christian. So Christians pay for it, they build it. All the groups get taken over. The seminaries get taken over. All the groups get taken over. The EU is saying you can't have nationalistic names for your football teams. They're saying they've got to change those. You've got to give up all of your culture. Swedish government to ban websites that list ethnic origin of criminal suspects and arrest people. This is the government announcing this, that talk about the Muslim rep gangs. This is out of Fox News. Erdogan, that's the dictator of Turkey, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital is a red line for Muslims. Hey, we know everybody who isn't a Muslim is a red line for you. We got it, okay? And then you're all blowing each other up constantly, fighting over who's in charge. You can't build a civilization now because you're always in power struggles. We got it. So that's just some of the news on that front. I can't move to Saudi Arabia. I can't move to most of these Muslim countries. Now, Conyers has announced he is retiring. They were saying he was this morning. Now it's been announced. So we have that clip coming up on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host. But the globalists have looked at the demographics of Islam, 3 billion people soon, and they've made the decision to sell us out to it. Do you understand? Period. That's why I'm harping on Muslims all the time, because they have now been the chosen weapon.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. mysolarbackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Well, my friends, John Conyers just last week said he'd never resign. Nancy Pelosi called him an icon.
You take her.
Yeah, he's an icon of arrogance, an icon of sleazy establishment scum, and the mummies that infest Congress that don't understand there's a major political realignment that's just taken place. I'm your host, Alex Jones. If you just joined us, here is John Conyers announcing that he intends to replace his key Michigan seat with his son, which isn't really a resignation at all. It's just an attempt to get more women to stop coming forward about even him at church in the pews grabbing women's booties. Here it is.
I am retiring today, and I want everyone to know how much I appreciate the support, and I want you to know that my legacy will continue through my children. I have a great family here, and especially in my oldest boy, John Conyers III, who incidentally I endorse to replace me in my seat in Congress.
What a disgusting, disgusting establishment. Remember George Herbert Walker Bush reportedly grabbing the actress's rear end, too, during a photo shoot? It just goes on and on. It's total entitlement. These are sociopathic, psychopathic, narcissistic, just power trip people that just think they're God and think they're invincible and think they can do whatever they want. And then they lie and lie and lie and lie and lie. And it turns out almost all the people paid out in Congress for sexual harassment have been Democrats. Because only they can get away with it. Republicans doing that stuff get removed from office, and they should be. But again, the media keeps conflating somebody hitting on someone they work with or a woman just in the street as tantamount to Kevin Spacey grabbing men's genitals and trying to rape people, or men raping women, or Harvey Weinstein raping women in front of a chauffeur with the car doors locked. There, notice all that rape stuff and the pedophile stuff that we told you was coming and that did come, that's out of the news now. And everything instead is all about just men in general being pigs and toxic masculinity and, you know, all the white people are racist and all the men are pigs. And, you know, pretty soon there's nobody that's good. Oh, and now Google and Facebook and others are banning women calling men pigs or scum. That's in the news today. Facebook's banning women for calling men scum. See, first you take the Nazis' free speech, and then suddenly you take the radical Muslims' free speech, then you take the libertarians' free speech, and then you take the men's free speech, and then you take the white people's free speech, and then you take the women's speech, and then soon no one has any speech. They maneuver you. Authoritarians always maneuver you into, let's just censor one little group over here. And everybody agrees, yeah, that's a minority group we don't like, you know, Nazis or whoever they are. And then pretty soon it's everybody. But that's how they get you to go after one group and then another group. And first they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I didn't stand up. And they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so, and then I wasn't a Lutheran, so they didn't. And then pretty soon they come for me, but there was nobody left when they finally came for me. And that's why when they were celebrating Dinesh D'Souza arrested for making a film against Hillary, I said, this is dangerous, whether I agree with him or not. I wouldn't want Michael Moore to be arrested for his speech, even though I disagree with Michael Moore. But that's the dangerous road we're going down, where you can't call Harvey Weinstein scum. Remember some of the women that it's now been confirmed he sexually abused and sexually assaulted and pretty much raped? Women he's made settlements with? They come out and talk about it online? They ban them on Twitter? Harvey Weinstein raped me. Boom, you're banned. Even though it's admitted he settled with that woman. And Weinstein's got an army of lawyers and intelligence agents and PIs out harassing the women. And just hoping now the whole thing goes away as they smokescreen off into all these other men that ask women out. So embattled, John Conyers, step down. I've told you a lot about microwave-directed energy weapons and particle beams and things like that. Well, now, Raquel Phelan, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, very important article, folks, to get out to people. White House brief on microwave weapons during meeting on North Korea. And these are non-invasive systems. That is, they don't physically pierce any of the mechanisms and break them. They just jam them. And what they're really letting everybody know is he's got better avionics. He's got better telemetry systems now. North Korea does. The reason these missiles keep falling out of the sky as they're getting hit with microwaves. These high-powered microwave signals are very efficient at disturbing and possibly disabling electronic circuits. We're going to tell you about that after William Binney leaves us, and we're going to tell you about this. Now, here's the deal. I've been very critical of our police being given bad training and bad policies and getting outside the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The Ninth Circuit last week ruled that anyone that's ever had medical marijuana can have their guns taken. In multiple states, SWAT teams are confiscating legal, law-abiding citizens' guns. That's wrong. That's the Democrats, of course, doing that to their own people. You have some departments where the police are taught they're God, and where they then think that they're a drill sergeant and you're a cadet in the Marine Corps. And there's footage coming up next hour that Don Salazar wrote about I'm going to retweet this right now at Real Alex Jones. This was posted last night on InfoWars. I'm going to have it reposted at the top of InfoWars right now. Shock video, police shoot dog, force owner to cut off its head. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's no proof this dog even bit anybody. There's nothing. The cops just show up, no warrant, and say, cut its head off for rabies testing. The police are supposed to call animal control. And then if the person refuses, they have to get a judge to order it. The dog is taken, its head cut off. It's then sent to the state lab, and they see if it has rabies. They didn't even do that. There was no sign of rabies. Total color of law. You want to see bizarreness, and you want to see a black guy that has a reason to be upset and who is being persecuted. They make this guy cut his dog's head off. You talk about indentured servitude. I mean, what if the cops showed up and said, shine my shoes or wipe my butt? I mean, I'm serious. They shoot his dog and then say, chop its head off. Why don't they just say, come mow my lawn? That's not what you know. This cop was not been trained, is out of control, and didn't even follow standard health department regulations. You call the dog catcher, bro. You don't tell the guy. I can't believe the guy held it together and did it. Because let me tell you something. You just shot my dog, and then you want me to. I'd be like, cut its head off. I butchered a lot of deer and wild hogs, man. You got to have a hacksaw to really cut their heads off. Good. He sits there with a knife. It's a good-sized dog and chops its head. You talk about cruel and unusual punishment. You talk about torture. You talk about deranged abuse. It's just crazy. And they're arguing that, I guess, in Georgia, doesn't have their laws written clear. It just says the head should be chopped off. So the cop used that to say he should do it. Well, and it goes on, local veterinarians are trained. Animal control personnel can assist in the removal. See? Boom. I mean, I know the law. I used to work for a small animal vet and a large animal vet, a total of 4 years off and on. So I know the procedure. There you go. The cop tells him you're going to chop your dog's head off. That's out of control government. That's how the cops act in authoritarian regimes. And these cops are out of their minds. I mean, cut your dog's head. No, no, you cut his head off. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, we need your support. The globalists are trying to shut us down, as you know, but we've got great products you need, and we've got the two big new specials this week. The other specials ended. We've got all the great non-fluoride, colloidal silver, empowered, emboldened, fortified is the word, with colloidal silver and iodine. I think it's the best toothpaste out there. It's concentrate. People love it. They have the concentrate Super Blue mouthwash as well. All of it is 50% off. It makes a great gift. Why battle the traffic? Why battle the crowds? It takes me 30 minutes longer to get home now during the Christmas rush. Why not just order everything at InfoWarsStore.com? Support free speech, support the country, support the fight for justice, and give friends and family healthy toothpaste and explain it to them when they use it. DNA Force, 33% off. Now back in stock, but going to sell out soon. And another great gift, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Oh, man, the fruit punch drink with all the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, and more. And the new, the real red pill. It's incredible. Find out about that. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please do your Christmas shopping with us. It helps fund the operation. Thank you very much.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary tool.